Voyage Guide to the Galaxy podcast. The official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars.
Fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Welcome to Fanboy's Guide to the Galaxy. This is episode 10, and I'm Eric Boggs, and this is my co-host Ryan Zasso.
Hey there.
Today we're going to be talking about Clone Wars, winning an award, Ian McDiarmid poetry reading, Hayden Christensen lawsuit, Clone Wars guest added to Celebration 5, Celebration 5 tribute poster, Space fan kit, and a cool interview about Knight Errant.
Send your emails and commentaries to GalaxyFanboy at Yahoo.com.
I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Ichuta. Alright, so, I don't know if you East Coasters got the Hyperspace fan kit yet, but, a lot of people from California have been getting theirs. I know I have. There's probably a lot more stuff than there was last year in the fan kit, because I think isn't this the last year of Hyperspace?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of have a complaint about that, because they sent it in a poster too, you know, because there's posters and stuff inside of it, but all the stuff seems to be like flattened and bent. Like, all my posters are all, you know, crunched up. Like, not like, you know, crumpled up, but, you know.
Hyperspace's fault, or is this because of the poster?
No, I do not think that this is Hyperspace's fault. I think this is the company that packed these fan kits.
Oh.
I don't think it's Hyperspace's fault at all. But I've talked to some other people, and they've had the same thing. But other than that, I mean, it's a really cool fan kit. You get, like, three or four posters, and, it's, yeah.
What do the posters look like?
There's one that has, it's an Empire Strikes Back one, that, it has all the main characters, and, it kind of looks like one of the original posters for Empire. I'm not a poster person, so I couldn't tell you which one. But, and then there's one that has Darth Maul on it, which is probably the coolest one. It's, like, sort of, like, Japanese, like, old-style Japanese, like, medieval age, like, artwork, sort of. It has Darth Maul, and he's got his double-A lightsaber. I think that one's the best poster. That's my favorite. And then they have one that advertises the one of the junior novel series for Clone Wars. So
that's cool. I should order that before they're all sold out.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth, you know, picking up. There's some other great stuff in there. Like, there's even a comic book issue in there. I think I've seen that comic book before, but I think they're just sort of re-releasing it for Hyperspace, for the anniversary of Empire. It's called Thank the Maker. And it takes place on Bespin, and it's an Imperial officer brings the remains of 3PO to Vader, and then
I had that on my Star Wars visual guide books. It shows that.
Yeah, but I guess they're sort of really re-releasing that, and it's, you know, it's cool. It's a cool comic.
Obi-Wan, use the Force, Luke.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
You must learn the ways of the Force.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
He's more machine now than man. Whiskey.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Alright, TV.com held a voting session for the best movies and animated TV shows and... Notice this television, not movies.
Yeah.
But the nominees for Best Animated Show were Futurama, Archer, Family Guy, and Star Wars The Clone Wars. And thank God Star Wars The Clone Wars won. I was surprised because more people like Family Guy and Futurama, I think, because there's not as many Star Wars fans as there is those type of people. But yeah, I'm glad the Clone Wars won. It's really cool.
But I think because Clone Wars fans, you know, they're very more enthusiastic about promoting the show than Family Guy, where it's just you sit down on the couch, you watch it, you laugh, and that's pretty much it. That's as far as your fandom goes, as you know, as far as Futurama or Family Guy go.
And there's a lot of campaigning for this. I think Dave Filoni on Facebook advertised it. I think we did. I think Forcecast did on their show and on Facebook. And it was on StarWars.com and TheForce.net. So, yeah, they pretty much got all the Star Wars fans in on this, and they all voted, so.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the crew for the Clone Wars. I mean, it's pretty impressive that a more kids-orientated animated series. I know that we're not, you know, kids watching this, but, I mean, it's a show that's directed more towards the younger audience, beat shows where, you know, it's comedy.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, there's still one more thing you can vote for. It's the Fox Teen Choice Awards. You can still vote for that. Let's have Clone Wars win 2 awards in 2 months.
Didn't we cover that story earlier?
I was reminding them about it.
Yeah, I forgot. I need to go and vote again. Alright, so, now this next story. I'm a little confused why you put this on here.
Because I thought it'd be kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
If you are in the... If you are around the University of London, you ought to check out Ian McDiarmid's poetry reading. This is going to be on Tuesday, July 13th. I think this would be awesome to go to just to hear the Emperor.
Is he gonna be like in one of those bars where everybody snaps their fingers after they say the poetry?
Yeah, and then he uses force lightning on the guy who beats him at poetry.
Or it's gonna be like Shakespeare kind of poetry. He's like, "Hey, tu, Brute." Where he uses, like, the Palpatine voice as Caesar. or it's going to be, he's just going to his local bookstore to read poetry, and then everyone just hides behind the corner and likes to listen to him read aloud.
Hopefully. So that would do.
But if...
This is posted at the right time because, also... Hayden Christensen is suing the USA Network. The reason I say this is at the right time because Hayden Christensen and Ian McDiarmid were kind of...
Yeah, it's...
They were homies in Star Wars, and now they're both getting...
Strange things.
Yes.
I don't know if poetry reading is strange unless he does it in the Palpatine voice the entire time, but, But this Hayden Christensen lawsuit is really catching me, you know, by the feet.
Just imagine Hayden Christensen bursting into the USA Network and, like, screaming, "You liar! This was my show! You're with him!"
I like how Force.net puts this, like, instead of walking into the USA Network headquarters with 501st, it says they just decided to file a lawsuit instead.
Oh, Hayden, you silly man.
Yes.
You think he, like, bursts in there, or did he, like, use a little jumper moves? Samuel Jackson's walking in the background trying to kill him.
Oh, Samuel Jackson would definitely succeed.
Killing Hayden Christensen?
Of course.
I kind of wonder why they cast Samuel Jackson as that part in Jumper. Maybe it's because they knew he needed revenge.
I never thought about that. That's a great point. Pretty much.
Oh yeah, basically, Hayden Christensen and his brother proposed a project called House Calls, and it never got through. But there's an show called Royal Pains that bears a strong resemblance to their show, so Hayden needs to do some better work.
Yeah, he He needs to get back into Star Wars or something. Give him a guest role on Clone Wars.
Yes, he can be... Who could he be? He could be,
He could be a weak-weight janitor.
Yes. Or he could be, Sad Jedi number 3.
Who likes to cut flowers with lightsabers.
Yes.
Alright, moving on. Some new Clone Wars guests added to C5, to the C5 guest list. And, I don't think that this is all the Clone Wars guests that we're going to see added, but, here we go. They got Matt Lanter, Jamie King, James Arnold Taylor, Tom Kane, and Catherine Tabor.
Yes. So, or Anakin Skywalker, or Singh, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Padme.
But yeah, I just don't think that this is all the guests that they're going to have. I think, is actually X9 already added to the list?
I'm pretty sure she's going to be there supporting Clone Wars and her universe.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she'll be there. And Dave Filoni will be there for sure.
Who else are we missing? D. Bradley Baker. Is he coming to...
Not sure, but...
Yeah.
Be cool if he did.
Yeah, because he's one of the most well-known voice actors besides some of the other people on here, like Tom Kane or James Arnold Taylor.
Ben Burtt will be attending. That's good news.
That's big news. So we know we're going to be getting an interview from the Force cast on that.
Yep, and Warwick Davis.
Yes, Willow.
I would do a Willow impression, a Warwick Davis impression right now, but my mom is home and I don't want to sound weird. I'm gonna do that.
Screaming Kaya.
Mad again! Okay, can't do it. I have a sore throat, but I usually can do a good Warwick Davis impression.
We'll hear it one of these days.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright,
Moving on to some more Celebration 5 news.
Yeah. They have a bunch of tribute posters that are gonna be on sale there.
But these are really cool posters, I think, and if you could get your hands on these, it'd be awesome, because the main one, the first poster you see, is a Boba Fett pointing a blaster, and it's smoking. But it has a real vintage look to it, so that's really cool.
Very retro.
Yes. And I think my favorite one is the one where Vader is standing over the... AT-ATs.
Mm-hmm. I like now, the most bottom one on the page where he's, like, flying with his jetpack, it looks like. You see it?
I'm going down to it. Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, and, these are gonna be for sale. The 24 by 36 inch poster, is limited to 2,000 pieces and will only be $10. I mean, do not pass that up. That's a pretty good price.
Yes.
And if you want to just go that extra step, if you're that diehard poster collector, they're going to have an edition size that's 100 prints, and it's at size it's priced at $60, and that's 16 by 26 inches, and that's hand signed, I think.
I hope Celebration 6 has stuff like this too.
Yeah, they will. They're going to have a bunch of Jedi stuff though, so maybe we'll get some Jabba the Hutt prints. Or some Wicked
the Darth Vader posters.
Yeah. I don't know, since Boba Fett seems to be the main mascot of Celebration 5, who do you think will be the mascot of Celebration 6 if it's probably going to be for the anniversary of Return of the Jedi?
Bib Fortuna.
I don't think so. Because it can't be Boba Fett again, because he dies pretty early on.
Yeah.
Ewoks, Luke in his Jedi garb.
That could be it too.
Or maybe Jabba the Hutt.
I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like it either. But yeah. Maybe we'll get a Mon Mothma. Mon Mothma will be the mascot.
Hopefully. or Akbar, maybe.
That's pretty good. You know, I think that could be.
But, yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's a pretty good.
Maybe Knee and Numb.
Yeah. Or even Lando, you know.
Yes.
As Skiffguard Lando.
I'm surprised they don't have any posters or prints of Lando yet.
For yeah. Him.
He's a pretty significant role in that movie.
Very significant.
Han Solo. Carbonite Han Solo could be the main thing for Celebration 6.
Yeah.
Icon.
Yeah.
It's time for your news and comments.
This deal is getting worse all the time.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
Biggest story.
And it was posted on the most unlikely place for Star Wars news, MTV.com, which is weird.
Yeah, when they're asking these questions, I mean, they actually know what they're talking about. They're talking about, like, Darth Bane, and, I mean, it doesn't... They know what they're talking about here.
The people from who only show rap music and reality TV shows know about Star Wars. Who knew?
They interviewed John Jackson Miller, who is the writer of this series, and it's definitely a cool interview. We're not going to read it all because it's all text. If it was audio, then we play it. But he just gives some more insight into Knight Errant and sort of what the series is about, some more info on the main character. What's interesting about this series is that the main character is actually a female, which it's rare that in a comic book series, or Star Wars comic book series, that the female is the lead character.
Yes, but I don't think this will be a very long ongoing series, because John Jackson Miller hints that it'll be over in February, so I'm not sure.
Really? It'll be over in February?
Well, it kind of like hints that, because he says that...
No. I think he said that the first arc is going to be over in February.
Oh.
I don't know if I said it on that, but...
I'm not sure.
I was listening to another podcast, shout out to the EU Review, with Andrew Loopy and Nathan Butler, where they interviewed John Jackson Miller, and he said that the first arc was going to be over by 2011, early 2011, and then they were going to be writing a novel.
Yeah, what I got out of it was this, that they were going to finish the comic series, and then they were going to release the novel, and that would be it. That's why I got out of it. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But, well, if you haven't listened to that interview on the EU Review, go check it out, because it probably gives just as much insight onto this as the MTV interview. And But
also check out the MTV interview, because there's some pretty cool comic book art from this at the bottom.
Yeah, the covers. They show the first two covers, I think, of the series.
Yep, and I'm just looking at the comments right now, and yeah, Bonnie Burton, she commented on it.
Really?
Yep.
What'd she say?
She just said full of awesome in caps lock.
But this series is going to be, the main character's name is Kara Holt, and it's set one generation before Darth Bane, so it's like on the out fringes of the Outer Rim. There's a bunch of different Sith thinking that they're the Sith Lord that's going to conquer the galaxy. And since these societies are so far away from each other and they have no way of contacting each other, they all think that they're the Sith Lord. So, and then Kara Holt pretty much goes into those sectors and fights those Sith.
Yes, it's also very interesting to see in the cover art at the bottom, she's holding a blaster.
Yeah.
This hasn't happened since Luke Skywalker, so this is pretty cool.
Are you sure? Because I remember, didn't Kyle Katarn have a blaster?
Maybe.
Yeah, he had a Briar pistol.
I've never played the video games or read the comics or books of Kyle.
Dude, you need to. Those games are the best games that you'll find.
They're so expensive. Probably like $30.
Really?
Old thing, yeah.
That's yeah, that is pretty expensive. I have all of them because I had them when they first came out. But the idea that I get from this is that Kara Hold is like a gunslinger in like the Old West, like the lone gunslinger, like Clint Eastwood. Because, like, she's going in here alone with no Jedi backup, no military backup. She's just going in with her lightsaber and into, like, it even looks like Western, like, deserts and stuff. And then she's fighting these, you know, these criminals and stuff and a Sith.
Yeah.
With a pistol.
So this looks pretty, like, it's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Knights of the Old Republic, which was John Jackson Miller's previous series, so I'm definitely going to have to pick this up.
Hopefully this makes up for the cancellation of Legacy.
Yeah.
But at least this doesn't have to do anything about the Yuuzhan Vong. I don't like the Yuuzhan Vong at all.
Really? I'm just starting to read the New Jedi Order. And I love the Yuuzhan Vong. Like, I'm starting to read Vector Prime right now, and I've been reading Invasion, and I'm just, for Kyle, it may be views on wrong, but they're views on right for me. So.
I don't really have anything against them, except that they kind of took control of most of the EU, because ever since New Jedi Order, all the novels that took place after Return of the Jedi all have to do with the Yuuzhan Vong, and you have to read the New Jedi Order to know what's going on. And the New Jedi Order is like 24 books.
I think it's 19. I think that's how long it is.
Oh.
That's still a lot, though.
Yeah, and then after that you have the Legacy of the Force, which still follows that story. Mm-hmm. And then
after Fate Legacy, of the Jedi.
Yeah, Fate of the Jedi. Yeah. I've been hanging out pretty much in the Old Republic era, as far
yeah,
as
that seems to be a pretty popular era right now.
Probably because of the Yuuzhan Vong.
And because, like, the Old Republic coming out, and, like, that's big news, you know?
Yeah. And
now we have Knight Errant, and, I mean, it's such an era that's practically unlimited, because they can go as far back as they want to go, and they don't have to really stick to any continuality, because there really isn't any.
I think it'd be cool to see him go back to the very, very beginning. I think that'd be interesting to see.
That would be. But, so Knight Errant comes out in October. Check it out.
As you wish.
I don't work for free.
He's no good to me, dead.
I make the rules now.
What if he doesn't survive? Worth a lot to me.
TomTom, the GPS, the main GPS company, recently announced that they would be releasing Star Wars vocals for the GPS system. Darth Vader, I believe, was already released in the UK, I think. And then a few weeks ago, they had a video of
Vader pretty much recording these sounds.
It was like a joke thing, is like the bloopers, but I don't think it was real. I mean, they just did it for fun. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, the TomTom Yoda bloopers were posted on TomTom.com and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And that was really funny.
Yeah. I actually thought it was funnier than the Vader one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Kane is getting pretty good at doing Yoda, I think. I mean,
yeah,
he's not Frank Oz or anything, but... Mm-hmm.
Is he late?
No idea.
He should be here by now. Hello? Is anyone in there?
Yes. Found me, you have.
Great. Master Yoda. Okay, ready to go. Tom, voice Master Yoda. Take one.
Your destination you have reached.
That was great. Let's try it again, except for without, with less and as.
Understand, Yoda does.
Perfect.
The third exit on the roundabout you must take.
Okay, is there any way you can say things without reversing them
one
all
moment.
The time?
Throat, I must clear. Yes.
Tom, voice Yoda, take 78.
Destroy the Sith, we must.
Your line is, you have made a wrong turn.
A wrong turn you have made, to the dark side.
Whoa. Yoda, are you doing this again? Let's just pick it up from, where you don't talk about the dark side.
Dark side this is. Light. Dark. Light.
Just cool it.
Dark. Dagobah. Left you must keep.
Wrong.
Must left you keep.
No.
You left keep must?
You're gonna kill people if you give directions like that.
Must you keep left?
Oh, come on! I mean, how hard is it to read the... Actually, that's perfect. I think we're done here. Thank you, Master Yoda.
We're good.
I just found another Celebration 5 update that'd be good for this.
Okay.
The art of Ralph McQuarrie. This is pretty exciting because, the art of Ralph McQuarrie will be attending Celebration 5 the whole time it's there, like 12th through the 15th, so you have the whole 4 days to go talk to Ralph, and you'll be able to get autographs and prints. So yeah, this is gonna be pretty cool. And I think you'll be able to see the original artwork of like the very you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Copies.
The original. That's definitely something if you're at C5 to take a look at if the line's not too long. Which it probably will be.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of celebrities there, so...
Same with Ben Burtt. I mean, it's going to be... Those lines are going to be long.
Yeah, just go to the ones with the less people first, and then cycle around it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because people like Ralph McQuarrie do not attend conventions on a regular basis.
Will George Lucas be signing autographs, or will he just be there for the...
I don't think he will be. I just think he's there for the interview. Because I don't think Mr. Lucas has ever, sat down at a table and signed autographs for, like, official pics or anything. Well, that's going to wrap up your show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We talked about a lot more than we had planned. And you can find us on Facebook, and we got like 2 new more fans there, so that's good. Keep them coming. And I think we should have a contest where we get 100 fans on our Facebook page by October, the night that Clone Wars premieres. Then we'll give away a free book or something.
Yes.
Like a free. We'll have a drawing for the latest Expanded Universe book or something. Yeah. I think that's fair. We haven't had a giveaway yet. Alright. Well, you can email us at galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com. We have gotten next to nothing of emails, so we appreciate your thoughts. Alright. See ya.
See ya.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and character, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or the respective trademark or copyright holders.